Humorous and Centers and Evening with thepresidents.com. He's a U of I alum. He's Bill Melberg. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Hello.
And good morning, Connect FM listeners.
Well, how are things in Chicago today, Bill?
Well, things are returning to normal after the NATO summit, and I'm feeling better after starting the week with a very nasty summer head cold that kept me sneezing and sniffling and staying in bed for a few days. I sounded like Henry Kissinger, and if I sound a little more nasal than usual this morning, that's the reason why.
I take it you missed the NATO summit?
Yep, I pretty much missed the whole thing. And, of course, I missed the road closures and the barricaded streets and the massive security force, which was in place downtown to keep the protesters under control. But I regret to say that I also missed an opportunity to get together with a couple of friends who were in town for a conference, staying down at the Hilton, right in the thick of some of the protest groups.
Wow.
Although, as it turned out, I probably spared those friends from catching my cold.
Well, Bill, we'll spare you from wearing out your voice this morning by introducing our first guest.
How is that going to spare my voice?
All right. Yeah, you're right. One of them is George H.W. Bush, and since his voice is sort of nasal sounding, it won't matter if your voice is nasal sounding this morning, I guess.
Very, very good. Very good.
All right. Don't worry. More in-depth look at the past week. Let's turn to our distinguished team of political analysts, former presidents George Herbert Walker Bush.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
And President Bill Clinton.
Hi, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hi.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, as you know, our friend Bill Melberg has been presenting some phony political attack ads on this program in recent weeks. Before I get to our first question, let's take a moment to listen to one of those phony ads. This is an attack ad against Mitt Romney from the so-called Obama Truth Team. And here it is.
Greetings, comrades, and welcome back to the Obama Truth Team, where we tell the truth about Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. This week we want to talk about Capital, Bain Capital, the evil company that Mitt Romney started so that he could buy out other companies, plunder them, and then fire all of their employees, thousands of employees. But Barack Obama saved jobs, millions of jobs, jobs at General Motors, for example. President Obama rescued General Motors. Mitt Romney would have let GM go bankrupt. He said so himself. So don't vote for the job killer. Re-elect President Obama, the job saver. Paid for by the committee to re-elect Barack Obama, David Axelrod Trotsky, chairman.
Well, there you have it, gentlemen. Another one of Bill Melberg's phony attack ads.
Yeah, I get a kick out of those phony ads. They're pretty funny. And they're not very far off from the real thing.
Well, President Bush, that is exactly the point I wanted to raise here this morning, because a few people have suggested that some of Bill's phony ads go over the top. But having just heard that example of a phony attack ad, let's listen to this real attack ad that Team Obama put out earlier this week.
I was a steel worker for 30 years. We had a reputation for quality products. It was something that was American made, and we weren't rich, but I was able to put my daughter through college.
Having a good paying job that you can support and raise a family on is hugely important.
That stopped with the sale of the plant to Bain Capital.
I know how business works. I know why jobs come and why they go.
Bain Capital was the majority owner. They were responsible. Mitt Romney was deeply involved in the influence that he exercised over these companies.
They made as much money off it as they could, and they closed it down. They filed for bankruptcy without any concern for the families or the communities.
It was like a vampire. He came in and sucked the life out of us.
It was like watching an old friend bleed to death.
And as I look around at the millions of Americans without work, it breaks my heart.
Bain Capital sought elimination of the pension plan and termination of employee and retiree life insurance and health insurance.
I was devastated. It makes me angry. Those guys were all rich. They all have more money than they'll ever spend, yet they didn't have the money to take care of the very people that made the money for them.
Bain Capital walked away with a lot of money that they made off of this plant. We view Mitt Romney as a job destroyer.
To get up on national TV and brag about making jobs when he has destroyed thousands of people's careers, lifetimes, just destroying people.
He's running for president, and if he's going to run the country the way he ran our business, I wouldn't want him there. He would be so out of touch with the average person in this country. How could you care? How could you care for the average working person if you feel that way?
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
All right, President Bush, what do you think of that ad? And remember, that was the real thing.
Stevie, I think it's terrible. Terrible. They try to make Mitt Romney out to be some sort of a monster, a monster who destroys companies and fires people. And let's take a look at that firing people thing. That all goes back to a comment Mitt made a few months ago about insurance companies. But the liberals leave out a very important part of Mitt's comment, the end part. And it makes a very big difference when you hear Mitt's entire comment. And here it is. Let's listen.
Why is it that we insist that people get a break only if they buy their insurance from their employer? And the problem with that model, by the way, is that in a setting, in today's economy, where most people change jobs pretty frequently, I mean, what's the average? Three and a half years in some cases, people changing jobs. Well, that means they change jobs, they go to a new employer, and maybe it's a different insurance company. And so the insurance company doesn't have a lot of incentive to work with you over the years to keep you healthy. Because they know they only got you 3, 4, 5 years. I want people to be able to own their own insurance, if they wish to, and to buy it for themselves and perhaps keep it the rest of their life, and to choose among different policies offered from companies across the nation. I want individuals to have their own insurance. That means the insurance company will have an incentive to keep you healthy. It also means that if you don't like what they do, you can fire them. I like being able to fire people who provide services to me. If someone doesn't give me the good service I need, I want to say, you know, that I'm going to go get somebody else to provide that service to me, and so that's one thing I change.
All right, boy, when you hear that last comment, it really puts Governor Romney's statement about firing people into a different light, doesn't it?
It certainly does. But Barack Obama and his minions are lying about Mitt Romney. They're trying to make him out to be some sort of evil, greedy capitalist. But the fact of the matter is that Mitt Romney created jobs, good jobs, thousands of jobs, private sector jobs, Stevie. For example, Bain Capital invested in a little company called Staples, turned them into a success story, 2,000 stores employing 90,000 people. And you can add Brookstone, Burger King, Domino's, Home Depot, and the Weather Channel to that list. Mitt Romney turned around each of those companies, and he can turn the American economy around too. But President Obama has destroyed the American economy. He's put people out of work. He sent home values into the basement, and he's planning to send taxes through the roof.
President Clinton?
Oh, Stevie and Diane. President Bush just made some excellent points. And that's why I tried to get Hillary to challenge Barack Obama in the primaries this year. I mean, look what happened in the Arkansas, Kentucky, and West Virginia primaries. Obama got less than 60% of the vote in each of those states. Heck, a Texas prison inmate got 41% of the vote in West Virginia.
Wow.
Imagine what Hillary could have gotten. Oh, wow.
So should the Democrats dump Joe Biden and run Hillary and Barack with Barack Obama to strengthen this ticket, sir?
No, I think the Democrats ought to dump Obama and run Hillary, period.
And on that note, I want to thank former Presidents George Herbert Walker Bush.
You're welcome.
And Bill Clinton.
Always a pleasure.
For joining us this morning. But now let's bring in our point-counterpoint team of Senator John McCain, Republican of Arizona, Congressman Barney Frank, Democrat of Massachusetts, for a few last-minute thoughts. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Stevie, my friend. Good morning, Diane, my friend.
Hello.
Hello, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
Hello, Connect FM listeners.
Gentlemen, what words of wisdom? do you have for us at the end of another eventful week? We'll begin with Congressman Barney Frank.
Well, Stevie, I know because I heard you at the beginning of our program this morning, I know you're getting ready to take a cruise to Great Britain and Northern Europe.
Yes.
And I just want to wish you and your family and your cruise mates a very safe and happy trip.
Thank you.
And if you happen to see Queen Elizabeth II while you're in England, be sure to wish her a very happy birthday from Barney Frank.
All right.
And tell her that I think her hats are terrific.
Thank you very much, Congressman. And if I happen to see Her Majesty, I'll pass along your best wishes. Senator McCain, any final thoughts from you, sir?
Stevie, my friend, as an old Navy man, all I have to say to you as you get ready to leave on your momentous ocean cruise is bon voyage, shiver me timbers, man overboard, and anchors away.
Senator McCain, you got the last word this time. Thank you for that Navy send-off, sir. We certainly appreciate it. And with that, we'll come back in a moment. Political humorist Bill Melberg bringing us a very special song for Memorial Day that you don't want to miss. On 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM. It's 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM, and we're back with political humorist Bill Melberg. And Bill, would you like to introduce this red, white, and blue Memorial Day song for us?
Well, Stevie and Diane, it doesn't really need an introduction. Let's just listen to Johnny Cash as we remember all of the Americans who have fought and died for our country.
I'm a flag-waving patriotic, nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. I love mom and apple pie and the freedoms that we all enjoy across this beautiful land. I worked hard and I'd fight hard for the old red, white, and blue. And I'll die a whole lot harder if it comes to where I have to. I'm a flag-waving patriotic, nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. And when I see old glory waving, I think of all the brave men who have fought and died for what is right and wrong. Begins to churning, and I could do some fighting of my own. I don't believe in violence, I'm a God-fearing man, but I'd stand up for my country just as long as I could stand. Cause I'm a flag-waving patriotic, nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. Nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. And I enjoy the liberty of being what I want to be and achieving any goals that I can. I was taught to turn the other cheek, but Teddy used to say, walk soft and pack a big stick, but never walk away. Nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. And when I see old glory waving, I think of all the brave men that have fought and died for what is right and wrong. And when I see old glory burn, my blood begins to churn, and I could do some fighting of my own.
Johnny Cash, Song of the Patriot by Johnny Cash.
Yes, and Stevie and Diane, I hope our listeners will take some time this Memorial Day weekend to give thanks for all the men and women who have fought and died for our country, because their sacrifices remind us that freedom isn't free.
Well said, Bill. Well said. And we have all kinds of memorial services. I know Grandview Cemetery Monday, Diane.
10:30.
Yep, if you want to do that, they're going to put flags by veterans'
graves and things like that.
Well, 8 in the morning, I think, all over town.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Yep. So, Bill, we've got a lot of going here, as I know you do up in the Park Ridge area as well.
But... Absolutely. And, of course, I know you're getting ready to take off for Great Britain.
Yeah. And we're excited. Everybody's going to speak English.
Yes, you better learn to speak English over there. Say hello to the Queen for me.
We'll be in touch. I'll be calling each day. Diane Ducey, Ryan Monahan, Gary O'Brien will be at the comm, but I'll be checking in each morning at 5 after 7. Also be on with Johnny and Mike next Friday. We're going to take Monday off. But, Bill, thank you as always, my friend.
All right, I'll be with Diane and Ryan next week.
Yep. Sounds good.
Thanks so much, Bill Melberg, at eveningwiththepresidents.com. Again, I'll be in touch beginning Tuesday. Again, Monday will be the Wall Street Journal. We're going to give everybody a day off.
Sounds great.
And God bless our soldiers and veterans.
That's right.
You so much. Diane, we'll talk to you soon.
Enjoy the weekend.
I'm Stevie J from Champaign. Thanks for listening this morning. Again, have a great and a blessed weekend.